This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
We kick off hour number two. You can call the LSU ticket office at 225-578-0100 whenever they open today, I guess. Maybe see if you can swing a few tickets there. They probably just go down their baseball list. I mean, they'll have enough baseball people in their queue to just sell to their people, and that'll be it. And that'll be done.
Why change it now? Why?
Well, how did they do tickets for the regionals?
They opened them up on the website.
Well, the thought process from the ticket office was they don't want to allow LSU, or they don't want to allow bots to buy up all the online tickets.
Okay, but that's what they did last time. And it was 99% orange and white. Well, the tickets were gone, and Tennessee fans bought them. Mm-hmm. So why not just do the exact same thing? Like, if a donor wants them, blast an email and say, hey, if you want tickets, let us know. But the whole, like, hey, here's eight, thank you, it just doesn't make any sense. Obviously, if they ask and they want them, sure, go, yeah, give them tickets.
Why eight?
I don't know.
Is it eight in addition to, like, the pair they already have? So they get 10?
I don't know.
Or is it, like, if I have one ticket,
I think they could reserve up to eight. So if they had four season tickets, they could get four more. If they had eight, they could get eight. If they had one, they could get eight.
Okay. But that don't make any sense.
I know. I hate it. I say I hate it. I'll know Saturday night if I hate it. Say 7 o'clock. I'll give my final verdict.
Maybe it'll be fine. Maybe it'll be all good.
Maybe. Maybe not. We just don't need these distractions. Got to be focused on LSU.
Nah, we don't. The guys.
The guys have Twitter. They're going to see it.
Oh.
If I'm Tony, I'm livid. Livid. Hey, thanks for this awesome atmosphere that's helped us win games all season. Mm-hmm. Let's change it. What? Like, what? What? Shareholder society. Break. It's an outrage. It's a disgrace.
Well, and I mean, you got, you know, Tony V saying he's looking forward to seeing a packed house.
It's going to be a packed house.
It's like, yeah, but like anybody else who wants to get in can't get in. I mean, I don't know. Like, you don't need to ask people to show up. Like, that's over. Like, they're going to be there. It's not.
Yeah,
like,
but it just feels like you're not going to have as many of the quote unquote right type of fan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just hate it. I don't like it.
Like, are they going to have that student section?
Well, okay,
are we gonna have UTAD people not show up and have empty seats?
I mean, probably. Did they use all the 300 student tickets that the AD bought for the students? Did they use all those?
I don't know.
I don't either. I don't know. I just have a problem with kind of locking out the common fan because the game's too big, and we want to make sure that the donors have tickets that they can resell and not like it's a, you're hurting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're hurting yourself. Maddox tweets in and says the phone lines at the ticket office are all already busy.
I heard they're going to clear them.
Just press the clear button and let it ring.
I don't know. Gonna be tough.
All right, we can get on something else. I could spew on this for an hour, but it's just gonna make me mad. I'm really trying not to be mad. Just feels like we're setting ourselves up here.
Nah, we'll be fine.
Okay, I really hope you're right. I really do. Really do.
How many people did we have in Hoover? I mean, they said that crowd was over 10,000 for the championship, and it was.
I mean, it was at least.
I think it was 60-40.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And a lot of some of the 40 were just fans that were just there from other schools or just people that live there. Just you know, had tickets for the tournament.
All right.
How fast can we finish the stadium project?
That's a really good question. How long did it take them to build the new Stokely dorms, Dave? A couple years?
I want to say that it took around 2.5.
2.5. What can we get done by the start of next season? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can do it in phases. I've said it the whole time. That back parking lot,
yeah.
Cover it, build up. You can turn it into a porch year one, right? And then year two, you go up again and you add actual seating. Boom, done. But at least you're opening capacity in some way.
What would you think about? I was pulling
left
up some
field,
of the...
extend it, and then like you said, kind of cock it back in there.
What would you think about a? Kind of a fake warehouse look out past left field where you got the porches and then we could even do bleachers up on top of it.
Yes, I'm for it. Like Wrigleyville type stuff? Like those buildings across the street from the back of...
Check that out. You know, you got like a warehouse, you know, luxury suites and then
yeah,
you could bleach them up on top.
Yeah, I'm for that. It could say Spaghetti Warehouse. Rest in peace. It'd be awesome. Erica tweets in and says, user busy on her iPhone as she calls. Take it off. There's going to be a lot of mad people today. I get the whole we want to keep them off the bot sites, even though your donors already put them there. Well done. This call thing, we'll see. We'll see how it works out. 400 seats. 400 available seats.
10%.
That's it.
The ticket office is selling 10%.
To the common Tennessee fan who wants to go to this game, of which there are thousands.
10%.
You get 400. That's it. Good luck. What is that? I mean, it's a good problem to have. It does prove that we need a bigger stadium. It just reinforces what Tony V's been asking for this entire time. It's more money for baseball. I'm all for all these things. It's just, I don't know. Like, Tennessee sold the tickets to the donors for $90 a pop, and now the donors are turning one ticket into $600. Like, the university could have just upped the price and sold them to the public and made more money. Mm-hmm. But instead, they wanted to help the donors. What are the donors? They're not helping. They're not helping Tennessee.
Nope.
They're getting their money back that they already – I mean, it's just a scam. It's a shame. why is it every, like, why do we always, we can't stay out of our own way ever. We just,
it'll be fine. We're probably overreacting.
I hope I am. And I hope we play this on Monday and I look like a big idiot because, oh man, it was like 99% orange and white again. I have a bad feeling about this. LSU, I told you yesterday, they're like the Steelers.
Yeah, yeah.
Steelers fans of college baseball, they're going to travel. There's threads all over Tiger Droppings. Again, dumb name for a message board. But they're all like, oh, yeah, we're going to invade Knoxville. Maneri's last ride.
Do you think, I mean, there's got to be some, well, I don't know.
How can they? Okay.
How excited can they be when their team is like barely? You know, there's a three seed, and I mean, this is,
buddy. They're playing for a shot at Omaha. This is what they do. I think they're jacked.
Okay.
How can we fix this? Can they fix this problem? Can you open up Thompson Bowling? We said it yesterday. Can they open up Thompson Bowling? Throw a watch party. Throw it up on the Jumbotron. A theater.
I wish the football practice fields were turf, and then you could just.
Bring everybody there.
You could have a screen like right behind the baseball stadium.
Oh, the noise would carry over. It'd be great. It'd be a little bit of a delay. Wouldn't be a fan of that. That'd be kind of cool, though. You hear the crowd go crazy, and it's like, what is happening? Echo.
Ah, if you could run a closed circuit TV, it'd be on the same feed.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a cord running across the street, dropping down. Do what you gotta do.
I know. I'm sure they could do it.
Uh-huh.
I just, disappointing. Very disappointing.
Strange as it sounds coming from an LSU alum regarding baseball, I'm just happy to be here at this point. Everything is gravy from here on out. That's one comment from a LSU fan about the Super Regionals.
Certainly gravy.
Certainly gravy.
All the pressure will be on Tennessee. Who else is going to Knoxville? Looks like I'll be there. Better have tickets before going. UT baseball is a fad these days, and the the stadium is tiny.
Well, they got us. They did get us on the tiny. They're right about that. I'll give them that, but not for long. Mandatory tweet sent says: bottom line, if the stadium's half purple, we know who to blame. I mean, this is like a. This could end up being a really bad situation. If the common fan who can't get tickets turns that game on Saturday night and the stadium's half purple and gold, it's going to be a revolt. It's going to be an eat the rich situation. Like,
yeah, Tony V just sees how great those LSU fans are.
It's a good point. It's a good point. That's what we're setting it all up. We're setting it up for the big orange kick in the nuts. Tony V's like, wow. I didn't even think that was possible. He'll know that it was our big-time donors who just sold him $600 a ticket. Unbelievable. There should be a punishment for donors who put their seats up on secondary market, I think. For anybody. Like, as a season ticket holder for football, I think if I put my tickets up on Ticketmaster, they should chronicle them, and there should be some type of penalty. Like, you bought these tickets, we sold them to you, you're a Tennessee fan. If you want to give them to a friend who's an LSU, I get that. That's one thing. But to sell them, I mean, what is that? That's just, I mean, I get it. Supply and demand. Whatever.
No, I'm kind of with you. I think as long as you're told up front, you can't do it. Like, yeah, I didn't like how some of these NFL teams started.
Yeah, like, the one guy in Denver, because he bought season tickets and didn't, he never
he
used
them.
What?
He didn't use them the whole season.
Yeah, that's what it was. He didn't use them. So they never got scanned, is what I thought.
He sold them every game.
So they did market. They found, like, if I sell it to a Bama fan on the street and they use them, that's one thing. But to post them at a jacked up rate, I don't like it.
The top topic on the Tiger Droppings message board is a guy looking for people to play golf and hang out with him this weekend in Knoxville.
No. No quarter, Nate. No quarter.
He's talking to other LSU fans. So
don't care.
Makes me worry.
Well, obviously,
that they're all coming.
You need a break.
All right.
I'm about to come back. I'm getting upset.
Come back with more.
I'm getting angry. Needed this one, Dave. Needed it.
Getting you back up.
No, I mean, I'm still mad. It's a soothing song. It's helping a little bit.
It'll be fine. Just relax. Be okay.
I don't want it to be fine. I want it to be a madhouse. I want Tennessee fans. Mm.
Isn't this the age-old debate, though? Like in basketball, where to put the students? Where to put the big-time donors,
yep.
how to keep everybody happy.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
It hasn't been much of an issue in football lately because we've been so bad. You basically sit where you want. I mean, I know
you
a guy.
You stretch out, really.
I mean, I know a guy that's moved, like, you know, all the way around the stadium, like right on the 50 now.
Because
he's stuck it out. Mm-hmm. He's earned it.
No, I know.
He probably got 8 for baseball. Good for him. He deserves it. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. I don't know.
But it'll be fine.
I'll ping some. I think I know one of the guys that ended up on the dugout after the Wright State game. I'll have to see what his how his ticket situation is.
Mm.
He just graduated. This year.
Maybe threw him up on Ticketmaster or something. I want names.
Mm. No, I mean, he probably got one of the student 300, right?
Oh, maybe.
The 300?
Maybe.
Is that what we're calling them?
It didn't go so well for the 300, if you'll recall.
But they were such badass.
I know, but they all died. Do you happen to watch any of the Old Dominion Virginia game yesterday?
No, I missed it.
Oh, man, it was a good one.
Yeah, what time did it? What is it? Was it on?
It started at like 9:30 Eastern.
In the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was on while the show was going off.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
That goofy closer.
Oh, he's not goofy, man.
He's got a goofy motion.
Okay. Like yeah, he's sidearm. Big guy. Yeah. Loves dipping dots.
Mm-hmm. With the beard.
Yeah, he came in. So they pitched a guy who had only pitched 2 innings the entire season.
Really?
He went a no-hitter through 6 innings.
No way.
Then they bring him in to pinch hit in the bottom of the 10th. Home run. Walk off.
What?
Dude was a hero. It was unbelievable. The guy like doesn't have a left arm. It's in a shoulder sling. He's just out there. He just pipes it over the fence. It was amazing.
What do you mean he doesn't have a left arm?
Like it's in a big, like a sling. Like he has one.
Is that why he hadn't been able to pitch all year?
Uh-huh. It was his non-throwing shoulder.
Non-throwing shoulder's injured.
Very bad.
Okay.
And they were
but
like.
He's pitching with it in
they
a
were
sling?
Out. They were out of pitchers. They were like, we got to. I think that he said I was going to try to give him 5 innings. He gave him 6. No hitter. And then they pinch hit him. They bring him back.
So how did Old Dominion score their runs? Wasn't it like 4-3?
They hit.
The next guy?
One of their dude hit a bomb.
And then the closer came in. When did the closer come in?
Oh, gosh. I think he came in right after 6 inning. Like, he went 4.
So he gave up the runs, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Old Dominion threw 2 straight wild pitches to score 1 run, tie the game, goes to extras. They pulled your boy. I forget his name. Man, he's funny. Great interview.
Mm-hmm.
They pulled him. The guy goes in and gets the 3rd out. He's over there in the dugout nervous that he didn't do enough. And then the guy who started the game on the bump goes in and pew. Great game.
How does that work with substitutions? Because the pitchers don't have to obviously don't hit.
Well, yeah, it's DH, so I guess you can bring him back in as a pinch hitter if you want to,
so
which is just weird.
So you can put a pitcher in, take him out, and then is the pitching substitutions just completely, separated from the position.
Must
positions,
be. Because you can't, couldn't do it otherwise, right?
Yeah.
But it was a great game.
Mm. So Virginia advances.
Virginia advances.
Dallas Baptist.
Dallas Baptist. In?
Columbia, South Carolina. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Well, Virginia's already there. Are they just going to stay, or will they go home and go back? Probably went home.
Wouldn't you just stay?
They got to be back there on Saturday.
I think they got to get back tomorrow.
Why? They come in Friday. Just baseball. It's from Virginia to South Carolina. It's not that far.
True. Like when will, I don't. When, I'm when sorry. I don't know Virginia's travel schedule, Nate.
When will LSU get here? And
I would say tomorrow.
What hotel can we pull the fire alarm at?
Now, Nate, we wouldn't want to do that.
Oh yeah, we wouldn't do that.
I don't know. Just look for the buses.
Yeah. Camp out on Alcoa Highway.
Well, how does? I guess all the teams from the regional. Like, Wright State drove down, did they not?
Mm-hmm.
Who were the team buses that Drew Gilbert hit?
Liberty?
Was it Liberty? So they drove down? I mean, LSU's not going to bus up here.
No. They'll fly.
Well, that's kind of a bummer. I was hoping to look for some LSU buses and maybe let a little air out of the tire. You think? Well, didn't someone say they saw all the
buses, though, when they get here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Probably look.
You got to contact that Premier, don't you?
Probably from Premier, right?
Just throw some dead fish. I hate to do that to the nice people at Premier.
No, don't mess up their buses. No. Like, just follow them around, and then unless you guys get off, then you can.
Well, who was it that said, was it Roberto said?
Prank.
Night before opening day, there was all three teams were downtown?
Oh, yeah.
They still say it? Is it Marcus the Hyatt, Square. Or what is it now? Is it still the Hyatt?
The Embassy Suites there is now like the new big hotel on
downtown?
Gay Street.
Okay.
But the Hyatt place is still down there, still very nice. One of the it's got to be one of those three.
Well, the side of the bracket is now complete. So Tennessee plays LSU, and then I assume this carries on. So the winner of our Super would play the winner of the Virginia Dallas Baptist Super, and then on the same side of the bracket, winners and losers would play. It's Mississippi State Notre Dame going at it from Starkville, and Texas is hosting South Florida. Texas had such an easy route.
I don't know, man. South Florida's good. Dude, they pummeled Florida. Pummeled. It was embarrassing.
I thought that was South Alabama that pummeled Florida.
I thought it was South Florida. Game. Was it? Maybe it was.
I think so. No. Yeah, because South Florida didn't even... They didn't even lose, I don't think.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't remember. Florida lost. Whoever, I guess. Man, maybe that is right.
It doesn't really matter. They got pummeled. They're done. People are coming after O'Sullivan. He's been there 15 years. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know it
was
that long.
Might be time.
Other side of the bracket, Arkansas is hosting NC State. The winner of that would play the winner of Texas Tech and Stanford. And then on the bottom half of that bracket, Arizona's hosting Ole Miss,
mm-hmm.
and Vanderbilt host East Carolina. There's your Sweet 16.
College LSU baseball. Fans might want to keep an eye on that Ole Miss game.
Why's that?
Sounds like Bianco might be a leading candidate to take over for Maneri. He has a son that plays for LSU. Did you know that?
I did.
Interesting. Apparently his obviously his dad's gonna be coaching, but the mom's coming in town for the game. Watch this, her son.
Mm-hmm.
Along with all these other idiot LSU fans who are buying up Ticketmaster tickets because we're stupid and selling to the wrong people. It's neither here nor there.
They should have a question you have to answer when you buy the ticket, kinda like they do to get involved for life Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a screening, and it's really difficult. And they'll usually ask something like, are you a Tennessee fan? And then you have to click yes. And that way they know you're a Tennessee fan.
That's a good idea, Dave. I'll send that one up the flagpole for you.
It's a foolproof plan, dude. There's no way around it. There's no way it can backfire.
Phone lines are open. People are calling.
All right. We'll hit a break.
How long this will last, I have no
calls
idea.
Calls in.
Yep. Yep.
Go!
Did you call in the break, Davey, and get your tickets?
I did.
I found another number. I'm going to wait and call them later on.
Gotcha.
Going to the baseball game, boys.
Nice of your personal assistant to fight through and win the lottery there on the phone.
And we thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Not for sale. Not for sale. Not for sale. Not for sale. All right.
Talking about the common fan, and here you go, trying to pull these maneuvers.
Mm-hmm. What? These are going to be used. It's orange-blooded American Tennessee fans, by God.
Lines are busy getting reports. Imagine that.
Not surprising.
Mm-hmm.
Busy still. They're going to be gone in 2 seconds. Ready for baseball. What do you think about that, Hickman?
Oh, yeah.
Not for sale. But if I have extras for Sunday, I want you to have one.
How's that? How nice of you.
Yeah, I'm a nice guy. Free of charge. Free of charge, Hickman.
How about that?
I don't know. I might be.
We need one of these shareholder society folks to just anytime tickets pop up on one of the secondary sites, no matter the cost, you just buy them. And then resell them to common fans for, I mean, even if it's a little more than face. I mean, because you're already trying to recoup like $500. You know, sell them for $150 or something. And just eat the difference for the program. That would be money better spent than whatever you're going to hand Dr. Danny White. The rule would be, though, that any person you sell that ticket to has to sign something saying that they will be a complete, classless, chili hot fan for all three games or whatever.
Orange butts.
Orange butts.
Classless.
Classless.
Asses.
Mm-hmm. My concern is if we can't get the legends to their appropriate seating area, like, I mean, we're not going to have any good, like, Maneri chants.
I believe the Maneri chant has already been released. They've already dubbed the chant.
But no one's going to, like, you know, start it, end it. We need to organize
all
this
stuff.
Hell,
I'll do it.
Oh, you're in now.
Damn right. Let me see if I can find it. It's something like Paul's a baby.
Don't even sit in those temporary seats. Just hang out over there above the right field.
I'll be running around just screaming.
Yeah.
I might just go right behind the LSU dugout.
That's it? Paul's a baby? That's as creative as they could get?
You can't get kicked out. You can't say, you know, you
Paul's
can't curse at him.
Baby?
The best chance coming as a former high school football student section leader are the ones that are simple but also have truth to them.
He is a baby. His name is Paul.
Paul's a baby.
Boom, roasted.
Yep, they're selling shirts that says, quote, a very hostile environment. Crybaby Paul. Crybaby Paul. Yes. The chant this weekend will be Paul's a baby.
Paul's
it's
a
simple.
Baby.
I mean, you know, you gotta have something that's catchy and easy.
I mean, I'm fine with
it's
that being
hostile.
One of the chants, but I mean, we need a whole like chant.
David, you
sheet.
Can't. You, if the whole crowd is cursing at him, they'll stop the game and
you don't need
kick
that.
People
give,
out.
Give me a day. I will find something better than Paul's a baby.
I mean, I get it. There are better ones, but it's just, you know, like Hickman said, you gotta just say, boom, here it is.
And it is funny.
And don't,
I mean,
yeah.
Regardless, if all of Lindsey Nelson Stadium was chanting "Paul's a baby," I get a good chuckle out of it.
Look, you don't even care. You're over there. Yeah. Oh, let the rich sell their tickets.
I don't want
to
look dumb.
It's going to look dumb because all the stupid donors sold their tickets to LSU fans. That's what's going to look dumb. Paul, he is a baby. We've been saying it all week. He's a baby. He's a whiny little baby who opened his mouth because he didn't think he'd come back here, and now he's coming back.
Please send in submissions for those that are listening.
Yeah, we...
I'm not going to tell the Legends of Lindsey Nelson what to say. I'm not doing that. This is their shtick.
Not saying we're telling them what to say, but we got to give them a better suggestion than what has been mentioned thus far.
All right. You do that. I do wonder how many people are over there answering the phones. Like, what do you think? One, two, three?
Yeah, one dude.
They got to be sold out by now, right?
Did you get kicked out for saying Paul's got the clap, and then you...
Nah, it might work.
I'm sticking with the STD theme.
Yeah, most STDs are kind of hard to chant.
Yeah.
The words are a little...
Right.
Well, there's the song from Get Him to the Greek. It's like, I got the clap, you got the clap, and it just keeps going.
Clap, crabs, my most of them are, I mean, gonorrhea, syphilis, kind of tough. What did T-Bob say he was giving us? Which one?
Chlamydia.
Chlamydia. See, that's it's kind of tough.
Good for him, though. At least he's having fun with it. He's done a lot of, like, MS Paint over some pictures. Pretty funny. He's got a good attitude about it. He won't be here.
According to Callum, who was, according to Chris Burke, the regionals, they wanted the teams to bus. So they tried to look at teams that were within a 400-mile radius.
Did LSU bus to Oregon? No.
Nope.
I guess, I mean, LSU baseball, they got the coin, they can afford a flight. So you think they get here Friday, or you think they get here tomorrow? Take in the sights and sounds.
They'll probably just roll in Friday, especially since it's a late game Saturday.
I'm kind of upset that they didn't give Tony the extra bleachers he asked for.
Did he ask for more?
Yeah.
I saw the...
After the game...
The picture
Sunday,
where
he
said we need it to look like this, and they had put stadium seats, like, made it basically like a football venue.
Yeah, yeah.
They took Lindsey Nelson and put another Lindsey Nelson on top of it.
Ooh, stack it up. I like that idea. Dome it. Mm. No rain delays, ever.
Retractable roof. That's what we need.
Find a way to use the word nasty. Those were Paul's direct words. He said it like three times.
Hostile, nasty. What did he say about the players? The players were classless, to be quite frank.
Yeah, quite frankly, some of their players weren't showing a lot of class.
Garrison says, I mean, we are classless, and do clap, clap, clap. I like that better than Paul's a baby.
We are classless. Yeah, we need some listener submissions. Let's hit a quick break. We'll come back. Final segment, hour two. We'll get to your phone calls. If you want to weigh in, 865-546-8200. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out.
Married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe. But I haven't been for Cotton Eye Joe. I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
Final segment, hour number two. Adam was playing the Paul Maneri interview clip again during the break.
He was their first baseman, which makes sense because
he's right there by the
Trey Morgan, that is, ladies and gentlemen.
So Trey Morgan, how I would be so mad at my coach if he went on a radio show and said that the fans were all in my head, like causing me to play poorly. I mean, you got to go right at that kid as soon as the game starts. Actually, before the game starts. I mean, there needs to be a whole sheet of stuff that's going to be chanted in unison, just passed out. I mean, you got to go full Cameron crazy on this game, this series. Let's just hope there's enough people that'll stand up in the stands there around, home plate. Let's go to the phones. We got Blake in Tampa. What's up, Blake? You're on 3 and Out.
Morning, fellas. What's going on?
Morning, Blake.
I thought I'd call in. I'm listening for the last, I don't know, 45 minutes or so, driving around working, and I figured we just have a I'm having a brain fart as I talk.
Brainstorming session.
Brainstorming session. There we go.
Skull session. Let's do it.
Good Lord, I got my head in five different places at the moment.
Sounds painful.
So the legends have came up with what exactly?
Paul's a baby.
Can we not, like, incorporate, I don't know, like, does it always, like, does a chant, let's be honest here, does a chant always have to have, like, the clap to it? Does it always, like, is that, like, the standard chant?
I mean, it's common. I don't think it has to.
I guess it just makes more sense. More people get on board with it.
Yeah, you can kind of get in unison.
Mm. Yeah, it's a good pentameter. You know, everyone kind of knows that that phrasing, the timing.
So what have we got so far? Like anything incorporating classless corn dogs, anything like that?
Nope, just Paul's a baby. I'm sure it'll be an organic invention of chanting at the game.
Can we not get people in behind the third base bench to just be like, "Where's my corn dog?"
I might just bring some corn dogs.
There you go. I'll pass
I don't think
them
they'll
out.
Let you take food in.
Oh yeah, they might not. Davey, meet me at the side fence and just smuggle me in some corn dogs.
I know all the secret places to get around over there. You know, after having to make sure that people wouldn't go up and watch Butch Jones's football practices, you gotta.
Oh yeah, I remember when I covered practice. Condridge Holloway used to go over to the baseball stadium, climb the bleachers, and threaten to like kick people's ass. Mm-hmm.
He was nicer whenever he was on my team, but he was super nice
until he caught you trying to watch practice. Then he'd go nuclear.
Oh, he was nicer about it, I guess, during my tenure over there.
I just wondered if there was a different, if we could figure out something to chant at him, because listening to his interview and listening to people talk about him, man, this guy is a pansy. I mean, this guy, thank God he's retiring. I don't know.
I kind of like him there now.
He's like the Mike White. You know, you just want to keep him around.
Yeah, exactly.
Paul the pansy. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. See?
Clap, clap, clap,
Paul's
clap.
A pansy. That's so much better than Paul's a baby.
You think pansy's better than baby?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll figure out something.
Soft as Charmin. Just do that for their whole team.
It'll ring through loud and clear on the broadcast.
What is it? What's Saturday on? Am I going to be able to watch
ESPN? ESPN2 Saturday, 7 o'clock p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, we got the big boy channel this week.
I will be tuning in.
You and a lot of other people that couldn't get tickets.
Good.
This
I'll be chanting it from Tampa. Make sure it rings louder in Gainesville as it goes through.
Attaboy.
All right, fellas. Y'all take it easy.
Thanks for the call.
Hmm.
I mean, Paul's, and then there's, maybe we could go.
Paul's a kitty. I see what you're doing. I saw that one. Obviously, can't read that one on the air. It's okay. It happens.
Soft as Charmin. I like that. It's better than Paul's a baby. But there's plenty of time in a baseball game.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
throw everything at the wall, see what sticks.
There's going to be 1,000 chants going on. And then one will stick, and it'll be great, and everybody will, we'll know when Paul starts to get a little misty-eyed, just like you can kind of tell he's getting a little upset, a little frustrated over there. Then that's the one you just, boom. So far, based on Twitter, it's a cluster. It's an absolute
mess. I just asked the question
mess.
If anyone actually got in. I'm going to see if anyone actually got through today. Jennifer says she called 73 times, so no luck. There's Logan said it never even went through, like the number was cut off. Joe said no.
False to the Top says, I'm convinced it was a scam. I haven't heard of anyone that actually got to buy a ticket.
Cameron called 126 times.
I think I saw someone said, I'm on call 150. There's still time to bring in those bleachers, Dr. Dan.
Vols Tim said, I understand giving season ticket holders first dibs extra tickets, but only having 400 tickets to sell to the public is beyond pathetic. Fumbled this one. Worse, than Arian Foster.
E. The Foster dig wasn't.
Yeah, Joe said he's called over 100 times.
John Reed said Tennessee is not equipped for success.
Mm.
I let off with it. I don't know why you change the game for the final series of the year. It makes no sense. There's just a certain way you do things. You don't just, forgive the expression, throw a curveball here at the very end. It's just, I really hope this environment doesn't take a huge hit. I hope it's not a big dud, because if it is, there's only going to be one person that people are upset with, and that's Dr. Dan.
I've been told the LSU, or been tweeted at that the LSU ticket office opens at 9 o'clock Central Time, so that's as soon as we get off the air, if you want to try that route.
I had that number earlier.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the phones. Who we got, Davey?
Eric.
Eric, you're on 3 and Out.
Hey, morning, fellas.
Morning.
Well, I did not get tickets this morning.
It's a disaster. Only Tennessee could do it this way.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of fitting, really. I mean, you got like the best coach that we've had in a long time, and everybody's so pumped up, and they can't even sell tickets right.
Mm-hmm. Tony Vitello's been asking for a bigger stadium since the day he got here, and now you see why.
Yeah. I mean, it'd probably be good, you know, they planned ahead, but that's not what Tennessee does, so.
Like I said, I don't understand. You've done things a certain way the entire season, even with limited capacity. Then they opened it up. Was it, I think the LSU series, they went to like 25 or 33%, something like that. And then obviously Vanderbilt was 50, if I'm not mistaken. And then it was full capacity for Arkansas.
I think that's right, yeah.
Yeah, because Corbin was saying that it sounded like a full stadium, but it wasn't.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure y'all have heard this plenty of times, and I've heard it myself. I'm not a big baseball fan. I played when I was younger, but not huge into it. Tony Vitello and this team has made me a huge baseball fan. And, I mean, I hope the university kind of gets better and supports him, because it's fun pulling for a fun team. And I don't want to see him leave, and I want to see him keep winning. And I'd like to go to a game at some point.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see. I haven't looked at the roster and like who you lose. I also don't know, like, with the COVID year, there's like all, I mean, is it Will Heflin? This is like his sixth year here or something. Like, the recruiting looks good, Eric. I mean, they're in the top 10 for the next three classes. I think, you know, things are going in the right direction. I don't think you're going to see a sudden change of style. That's one of the things Tony said in his introductory press conference. I went back and watched that yesterday, by the way. He just said, if you ever come to the ballpark and don't see a dugout having fun and a team playing their guts out, don't come back.
Yeah.
He's like, I will not blame you if you come to the park and don't see a team giving everything they got.
Well, I want to know what it's going to take to get Vitello on the football sideline, because, I mean, he's just a heck of a coach. Shoot, I'd run through a brick wall for him right now.
Yeah, and his team does. Like, they play for the guy. They love him.
Well, I had heard from somebody that I know up there that said that Sean Hundley may be looking to come back too. He's going to test the draft, but may come back.
Hmm.
And then I'm from Middle Tennessee, and there's several guys around here. There's a guy in Beach and a guy from I think East Robertson, both really good players that are looking to go to Tennessee. And then Sean Hundley's brother, Austin, is actually a really good player. He threw a perfect game this year at Mount Juliet. And he's looking to come, so I think it's pretty good.
Oh yeah, it's rolling now. It's rolling. I mean, we are. I don't want to say the talk of college baseball, but I mean, we're just a. I don't know. We're an exciting team. We never give up. Yeah. We never quit. We have fun. The daddy hat went. You know, that went viral.
Yeah, I mean, we're on SportsCenter and not the team that's getting trampled.
Yeah, it's nice.
right.
It's pretty nice. Well, I'll let somebody else get on here. I appreciate y'all letting me talk to y'all, and hope y'all have a good day. And I love listening to y'all, so we'll see you.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, thanks for the call. The super regional game one tickets that I had pulled up for a gazillion dollars earlier sold. There's none on that
what?
Site anymore. Yeah.
What?
There's no, there's game two tickets for sale for starting at $242 each in the right field bleachers.
How much?
$242 each up to $280. There's 13 tickets available on this one site. There's even more on the other.
Have we heard anyone getting through today?
Nope.
It's a negatory Ghost Rider.
Dylan said he called over 100 times, didn't get in. Sister Mary Jeez. Called in. Rena called in.
Kendra said her phone stops counting calls to the same number after 200. So she's just stuck on 200.
Keegan called in. Blue called in. Joe.
It's almost like Cameron, there were no tickets, but they Logan, just did this to please people.
Bob. Jennifer.
They're not pleasing anybody.
Well, I mean.
Nobody's not, happy
they're
right
they're
now.
They're not pleasing anybody, but they just did it, it seemed like, because they were obligated to just make it seem like they were giving people a chance. When, in reality, they're not. It's ridiculous.
What happens if you buy game three tickets and then there's no game three? How does that work? I mean, like through a vendor.
Oh yeah, I don't
like
know.
If I paid $500 for these for this one ticket here in row eight of right field four.
It's called gambling for a reason.
Sir, this is a casino.
Am I just pulling for the split? Like, if Tennessee wins the first game, I'm like, well, it'd be nice for Tennessee to win the series, but...
Don't buy the third ticket, bud.
Trust me, it will take you 8 months to get your money back.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.